Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And for Jason, thank you for engineering. And class, if you've been trying to reach me for the last 10 days, it's been really tough because to get me on the phone because I'm taking care of the cows all the time. And we have a bottle calf that wants to be fed every 2 hours. So I'm either making formula, trying to walk them, unrolling hay for the other cows, working on the equipment, and I'm just not near the phone. So I want to apologize to those of you who have been calling. And Gwyneth, I know I missed a bunch of your calls lately, and it's just because I'm not near the phone. I'm out this morning when you called. I was out just before the broadcast with the calf. And I apologize. And it's going to be like that for probably another 10 days. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today? I'm not sure if you caught that little moment when I went, really, at the beginning of the broadcast. I got my dogs with me, and one of them was on the sofa and just decided to look at me and go, woof!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, that's why I said, really? It's like she was saying, what's up, Mum?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she knows what I'm doing. But,
they want attention.
A very engaging moment.
Yeah. And animals want attention. They really do. And they don't want to wait. But when they want attention, if you say, tell you what, come back in 10 minutes, they don't know what that means. At least that's what ours don't understand. They don't understand waiting. They want it now. Gwyneth, I appreciate you being awake in the middle of the night. And I just want to mention one thing. One of the differences between USA Prepares and probably most other broadcasts, and I'm not talking about GCN, Genesis Communications Network. We all work, every one of us works to be on the air. So, for example, in my world, I raise cows. And that provides me with enough income to buy some used equipment, build my own studio, and pay for the internet, and be on the air. And so we don't have any sponsors, and we don't accept donations. We just don't do that. Because we feel that that would buy us. That's my policy. That would bias us. And there was a story on a television series my son was telling me about this morning. He said, yeah, there's this story and it's an old TV show and it's about this guy gets a radio program and they get a new sponsor. And the new sponsor says, you can't mention Charmin anymore. You can only talk about, this supermarket brand of single ply toilet paper. You can't mention Charmin anymore. And that's kind of a tongue in cheek, but that is illustrative of what I'm trying to say. That there are many instances of television advertising commercials where they can't mention a certain product because the sponsor has a competing product. Think about that. We don't do that. So we don't have anybody telling us what we can or can't say, except for me. And I say what we can and can't say. And there's only a couple things. One is no profanity. And the other is you can't say that COVID's not real. Now, I know that there's plenty of skewed misrepresentations about how many people were infected and how many people died and what they died of, and that it came from Wuhan and what didn't, and yes, it did, and you have to have masks. I understand all that. I mean, I'm a voracious reader. What I'm trying to say is I don't want anybody to be careless and reckless and think that they won't get COVID and won't get sick and transfer it to other people and they might get sick and die. And I don't want to be responsible for any of that. So because of my immutable position about COVID being real, it hasn't changed one iota for over 2 years or about 2 years. That's one thing that I will not allow reckless behavior saying COVID is not real. Now, I do believe it's used to manipulate our behavior. Absolutely. But you can die from it. You can die from the injections. I mean, it's absolutely crystal clear. It's already impacted the USA Prepares family. Two of my extended family have died from COVID. No question about it. Brought in by a visiting nurse. Also, one of our in-person instructors, his mother just died of a brain bleed. And I talked about that on Monday with Dr. Shealy. And if you want to hear the warning about the vaccination and shedding, listen to Monday's broadcast with Dr. Norman Shealy. It happened to him. He hugged someone who got it, who got the vaccination. Then he had a stroke. Very sad. It happened to him. So that's what he said. He said he got it from someone who was vaccinated. And he knows the person. He knows where he got it from. Medical doctor. So that and profanity, I don't allow. That's my policy at USA Prepares. And other broadcasters don't have policies like that. I believe that it is our duty to try to give you facts that will help you, that will prevent you from making mistakes. And one mistake is going into an infected area where people have COVID and then you getting COVID and then you getting sick and possibly dying. I cannot condone reckless, careless behavior at any level, including oil changes, cutting the lawn, it doesn't matter, driving. Careless and reckless behavior is dangerous to everyone around, including animals. Sometimes you see farmers with their headlights on at night cutting hay. That's crazy. Why? Because deer and other animals go to sleep at night, just like everybody else. They find a spot in the grass and they lie down, they go to sleep, and then the mower comes and slices and dices them. Why? Because they can't do it during the daytime? That's careless and reckless. It's unacceptable to me. And when I see a farmer do that, and I look at that farm, and every time I pass that farm, I think, what an idiot, what an idiot, what an idiot, what an idiot. Every time. It's like permanently etched into my brain, the guy's an idiot. And even if he sold the farm, I'd still say, what an idiot, because I wouldn't know if he sold it or not. And a new guy had it that was not careless and reckless. So those are just a few of my thoughts. And we don't accept donations. I mean, we just don't do it. And so if someone says, you know, they could be, oh, I don't know, independent and accept donations, I don't think that's possible. And I gave you some examples. But I do think they could be alternative. And I think we are both. USA Prepares is both alternative broadcasting. Alternative to the traditional mainstream big money paid for sanitized message broadcasting. And I think we're independent. And I think we're the only ones because we don't take donations and don't have advertisers. I mean, yes, you hear advertisers on this particular broadcast, but they belong to Genesis Communications Network. And I have no problem with that. But they don't affect us. So nobody calls us and says, hey, Vinny, listen, you know, you're talking about a kind of coffee that we don't want you to talk about because we actually sponsor your broadcast, and we have a different kind of coffee, and that would dilute our message. So stop talking about that kind of coffee. That's what could happen. But it doesn't because we don't have sponsors. So what really happens is Gwyneth is out in the garden, and she's working with hand tools to raise vegetables to sell them so she can pay for her cell phone credits so she can be on the air. Each one of us does something like that in order to be here. That's what we do. So that's my editorial for today. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yep, that's about the sum of it. Although I've decided probably selling the vegetables is not such a good idea, so I've decided to go with cactuses and other sort of dry land type plants instead, and horse manure, because there's these, I don't know how it is in America, but occasionally here in Australia you have farms and they have a sign at the gate which says horse poo for sale. And then you see all this row of bags lined up by the gate. And you, if you look closer, then you'll see that there's something called an honesty box, which is a tin can with a slit in the top. And that's where you put your money. So, that's how I earn the money for the cell phone credits. And if people want to buy my cactuses and my, horse poop, then they're quite welcome to. And, if they don't, then they don't. But in the meantime, I'm raising the vegetables and chickens and guinea pigs. And if I can get a girl rabbit, then it'll be rabbits too. Basically to feed myself. Because things are really, really, really starting to fall apart, which is going to be, sort of some insight into how I organise my garden and as to how badly things are falling apart is going to be the topic of today's broadcast. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And class, here in our neck of the woods in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri, there are some farmers who raise chickens, and they have a waste product that is unbelievable. As a matter of fact, they literally make a bin that, well, let's say it's 100 feet long, maybe 50, depending on the size of the operation. And they have concrete walls, and so it's three-sided. It's open at one end, and two long walls, and then a back wall. And it's like a retainer. What they do is they take a backhoe or a skid steer with a bucket on the front. And when they clean out the chicken house, after they sell the chickens, like 5,000 chickens at a time, maybe 10,000, they take the bucket on this equipment and they scoop out all the chicken poop and then they dump it in this bin. And they let it decompose for a while. Sometimes they put a tarp over it or many tarps over it. And then after it ages, they sell it. So they take a product that nobody wanted, and now it's highly prized because it is magnificent fertilizer. It's highly prized, and farmers are jockeying to kick the next guy off the ladder so that they can get it and buy it and put it on their fields. So even poop, as Gwyneth said, is valuable, especially horse poop for gardens. That's great. It works really, 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 really well. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth, you sent me an email about a radio broadcast that where a woman was trying to cash a paycheck from the city of Chicago. Did you want to mention it, that? What was that about?
Yes, absolutely. There's this video out there, and it's circulating on the internet, and it was on, it was Owen Schroyer mentioned it on his show, which is the War Room on the InfoWars radio network. And I went and I traced up the original report, and it was on, I think, Lou Rockwell's radio show. I don't think I've ever heard of Lou Rockwell, but I'm not sure. You know, it might be another one. But anyway, this woman, she worked for the city of Chicago, the Chicago Town Hall, or municipality, and she got a $1,200 paycheck from them, and she went to the local branch of the Chase Bank to cash the check and go Christmas shopping, and they would not cash the check for her because they had no money. The Chicago City Corporation had no money in its payroll bank account, the bank account that they used to pay their employees. They had no funds in it. And the check literally bounce. And she's there, and she says, what do you mean there's no money in the account? I said, well, we can't cash a check because there's no money in the account. Well, very sorry, missus. They said, well, you could try. We've got their account balance on the screen in front of us, and it shows that they've got no money in their account, so I'm very sorry, you can't cash the check. And the teller at the bank said something really, really interesting. She said, because this woman videoed it on her cell phone, and she said, you know, you could take it to another bank that, you know, doesn't have their account with, you know, that doesn't have their account balance on the screen, and they'll be able to cash it for you. And I thought that was kind of an unconscionable thing for the bank teller to say, you know. But, you know, oh, yeah, well, you can take it to the bank down the road and they'll be able to cash it for you because they'll see City of Chicago and they'll go, oh, yeah, this will be good. And they'll cash a check. You know, it's like I had a real, oh, my gosh, moment when I heard that on a number of counts. For one thing, the City of Chicago has no money to pay its employees. That means they're broke. I'm sure that she wasn't the only one with that problem. You know, I'm sure that there must have been other employees. But also, how far have we fallen that the bank teller said, oh, yeah, well, you could just go down the road to another bank that they don't have an account with. They will more than likely cash the check for you because they'll see City of Chicago and they'll think it's all good to go. It's the same mindset that thinks, you know, you see a Gucci store with a row of handbags and every handbag has a label on it, which says $899. And so you and 500 or 50 of your friends decide to get together and go and empty out the Gucci store. You know, you're cutting. They have a saying here in Australia. It's not meant to be taken literally. It's a figurative statement. But you're cutting your own throat. That's a figurative saying that they have here in Australia. You're doing yourself in when you do that. I can hear music again, Vincent.
Yeah, I've got a couple comments when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took. And he knows that there's searchlights all across the country, and they're kids just like he was.
Senator Reid was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night, Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Texas Representative Republican Michael Burgess on Newsmax says the current administration border policy is the worst that he's seen in 20 years. Illegal immigration and illegal drugs getting into our country are close to being the same issue.
Well, the end of both crises would be the same answer, and that would be security on our southern border to prevent the ingress of fentanyl and really to shut down what is the money tree for the coyotes, for the child traffickers, for the facilitators who bring people across the border. It is a phenomenal amount of money that they are paid to get someone across. And the consequence is that, it just generates more and more business for them. And every time we say, yeah, we're not going to really enforce our law, they monetize that. It is broadcast far and wide, not just in Central America, but as we see now, other parts of the world as well. I will tell you that a lot of anxiety during the Trump administration about separations. Here's the best news. Separations are still happening. They're happening under current law. If it is other than a mother and a father who arrives with a child, that child is placed in the custody of the United States government, the Office of Refugee Resettlement. It is current law that happens. Now, are we going to come back and pay reparations to all of those people as the Biden administration has suggested? I can't believe that would happen, but I can't believe that the problem is as bad as it is.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, here are a couple comments. If you'd like to see what Gwyneth was talking about, you can go to your favorite search engine, which probably should be DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And you can, by the way, you can select that as your default search engine on your web browser. And you can type in City of Chicago, comma, paycheck, comma, NSF. And NSF stands for not sufficient funds. That means that there's not enough money or digits in that particular account to pay the check. Okay? City of Chicago, comma, paycheck, comma, NSF. And you'll see the stories that Gwyneth was talking about. Next comment back in the 90s, I had a computer company. We manufactured computers, and there was a guy who wanted to buy our computers. He wanted to buy a lot of them, like a couple hundred thousand dollars worth. And to a small company, that was a big deal. And his name, he was a mayor of a city, actually a city-state, Washington, D.C. His name is Marion Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Now, he had been charged and arrested on drug charges. I mean, this guy was something else. And he wanted to buy a lot of computers from us, and I wouldn't sell them to him. And the reason I wouldn't was I didn't like his ethics, I didn't want him as a customer, and I had no idea if we'd ever get paid. So we never sold them to Marion Barry. So there's a, what's the lesson in there? The lesson is somebody can dangle a carrot in front of you with a lot of money, and you can say, well, that sounds really good, let's do it. And so what I could have done was I could have borrowed a couple hundred thousand dollars, built the computer, sent them the invoice, and not got paid. And I would have had to put the farm up as collateral to do it. I wasn't willing to do it. So, you know, we didn't grow by leaps and bounds. We just grew and grew by retained earnings the hard way. Just like what we do here at USA Prepares. We do it the hard way. We don't take stupid risks. And you might have heard that entrepreneurs, and I'm an entrepreneur, and all of us at USA Prepares are entrepreneurs at some level. Entrepreneurs are risk takers. Nothing can be farther from the truth. We're not risk takers. We are risk averse. We do not want to take risks. We do everything we can to minimize our risk. Now, other people who appear to be entrepreneurs do take risks with other people's money, investors' money. And when it goes south, they go, geez, too bad. I guess y'all lost your money. We don't do that. We're very careful, we're frugal, and we're judicious in what we do. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's about the sum of it. And, you know, my dad, he only ever had one mortgage in his life, and that was to buy his original farm. Once he got that paid off, he worked tooth and nail to pay that mortgage off. And once he paid that off, he said, never again. And the money that he would have put into paying a mortgage or rent, he put into a bank account. That's how people used to do it. So I grew up with a very fortunate circumstance. And only now as an adult am I realizing how unique and how fortunate my upbringing was. I lived my entire life of childhood in the same house. And I would have friends and their families would move every few years. You know, and maybe they actually owned their home or had the home that their parents were paying off a mortgage. But then their parents would decide that they wanted a bigger house. So they'd sell the house that they were in, which was a perfectly nice house, and they'd get a bigger house and with a bigger mortgage. And, you know, this was it. And meanwhile, here I am still living in the same house that I always lived in as a child. But that was a very stabilizing thing for me. And to have mum at home as a stay-at-home mum, and she worked really hard. She was a professional mum. And she was a very good professional mum, you know, and her house was always clean and tidy. And she would grow vegetables in the garden, and she would look after the fruit trees. And for a while when I was little, they had chickens, and then I chased the chickens up the road, and then they decided that chickens probably weren't such a good idea. That's just a little childhood memory that I had. The chickens got out, they went up the road, and I was about 2 or 3 years old, and I followed the chickens up the road. So that it could have ended very badly, but bless God, it didn't. and we all arrived back home safely. And, but yeah, this was it, you know. That's how everybody used to live. And Mum used to can, and she would have called it preserving. She used to make preserves, which are, you know, jams and chutneys, pickled onion, and that sort of thing. I especially remember Dad used to grow a beetroot crop, and Mum used to pickle the beetroot in vinegar. And that pickled beetroot was absolutely amazing. It was so delicious. And we would just have jars and jars and jars and jars and jars of pickled beetroot. And it's the sort of food, Vincent, that you'd never, ever get fed up with, homegrown pickled beetroot. But this is it. And I'm realizing now that, you know, not everybody had the same upbringing as what I had. And, you know, actually most people of my age did not have that upbringing. They had an upbringing where Mum and Dad both worked, were absolutely slaving their guts out. They were paying off a mortgage well into their 40s, 50s. So it meant that there were arguments about money. It meant that, you know, Dad was working long hours, Mum was working long hours. But the kids were, you know, left a bit more to their own devices. And there were exceptions. I did have friends whose parents didn't work or outside the home. But it was a real blessing for me to have a stay-at-home mum for my mum and to know that when I came home from school that, you know, at 4 o'clock the kettle would go on and there'd be a cup of tea. You know, just little things like that. I've mentioned before, it was a family tradition. And it came from the fact that our ancestors were British blue bloods, and that's something that they do. They have their afternoon tea. And, this is it. If you've come from that sort of background, you should consider yourself to be extremely fortunate. And unfortunately, my husband died when my children were young babies. My youngest son was 3 months old and my oldest son was 2. And I've had to, I was on government payments for many, many, many years, single parents, pensions and such like, and then the unemployment benefit. But I didn't waste the money. I used it to putting into payments to pay off a farm. I got a mortgage from, my cousin gave me a mortgage and I made rental payments. It was a rent-to-buy agreement, so I made rental payments to buy the farm. And then, you know, eventually was able to pay it off, you know, but it was her money that financed me into the farm. And that's why I said last week that in a way that I am the heir of my cousin. So, you know, that this is it. It's just, you know, people, they get the idea of flipping real estate. They always want a bigger farm, a better farm, and they're not happy to just continue developing what they have. There's always something else down, there's always another house down the road that's bigger and better and nicer and all the rest of it, but they don't stop to consider that if they just put the work in, that they could make where they were as nice as any house on the block or any farm on the block. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing right here. And I was thinking about this as we've been discussing this. So it seems to me in my life, what I've watched happen is, so the family lives there and they have children and then the children grow up and they want to have a house too. So they look around in the village where they grew up, and that's where they want to have their house. And then their relatives are all there. And then in order to get that house, they do what everybody in the village does. And the village could be a neighborhood. It could be a development. It could be a farm. They do what everybody does. They go to the bank. They borrow the money. They get the mortgage. And then they need a car or a truck. And they go to the bank or the car dealer, and they get the car loan. And now they have a car loan and a mortgage payment, and they have their taxes and their interest and, you know, et cetera, utilities, and they're used to paying bills. And they're all the while they're working at whatever their profession is to pay all these bills. But when we paid off our mortgage, and we paid 2 and 3 and 4 make mortgage payments at a time. We worked extra to pay them off very, very quickly. We had a 30-year mortgage, and we were done with it in, I don't know, about 10 years. Well, that was such a great feeling not to have a mortgage payment. We've never had a car payment. Never. And we always bought cars that were inexpensive, and we could fix them up. And so we've never had car payments. But we do have insurance, and we do have real estate taxes, and we have a tiny, tiny electric bill, only because I want to be tied to the grid and use the grid as my battery bank as long as I can to save our battery bank, because it's so expensive to replace the battery bank. Ours is about $10,000 wholesale to replace just the battery bank. So I want to use the grid as our battery, and I can do that. So it's a wonderful feeling to get rid of your mortgage payment. It's a wonderful feeling not to have a car payment. But most people do what other people do. Their neighbors have mortgages, so they get one. Neighbors have car payments, nice vehicles, so they get one or two. And their neighbors get vaccinated, so they do. That's how it happens. Does it make sense? Sometimes, but not always. Like in the vaccinations. Doesn't make sense, right? But the neighbors do it, so we might as well do it, right? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just one quick comment, and then David. Yesterday, news headlines was that Joe says that there's no formal federal solution to COVID-19. Joe said there's no federal solution to COVID-19. So what you need to be thinking about is, what about all the things that they used to have as solutions? You know, like the people got arrested for not complying, and now it's all off the table? Really? That's what government is like. That's why we can't plan. That's why we're going down, because there's no leadership. They can't make up their mind. They were telling us what we will do, and now they're saying there's no solution. Can you imagine that? That's where we are. That's what happens when you get a plagiarist in a position of power. A plagiarist is someone who steals someone else's ideas and claims them as his own. That's what a plagiarist does. So when you have someone like that in leadership, how could you possibly expect solutions? How could you possibly expect leadership? David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you don't mind if I... We're sending you more rain.
You know, it's the way you say it. It's not muddy enough here now. Slipping and sliding, feeding the cows yesterday. They were slipping and sliding. Everybody's sliding.
Gosh. Well, we got it. I figure you'd have problems. Anyways.
We do.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is, you didn't like the idea of waiting for to see if those pay vouchers from the government's going to be covered? You know how many people...
You have the misfortune that you get to live with... Not... You get to live in the same town with Lori Lightfoot.
I
Lucky you. I'm being sarcastic.
I had to go when I was working for the state. I had to go with somebody, and the guy took a state voucher because he knew me really well, and he took the state voucher from my superior. And he, when the guy left, he goes, I didn't really want to take this. If I ever get it back, I'm going to put it in a frame and stick it on the wall. and that's that.
So, David, have you been – you're out by Chicago. You're in Illinois, in the state of Illinois, near Chicago. Well,
not near, but
in the same confines politically. You're in the same confines politically.
Yeah.
Aren't you in Illinois?
I'm in Illinois, yeah, yeah. But actually, so, I'm probably 6 or 10 miles away from Lou.
Right.
We actually go to the same vet.
And close to Missouri.
Right. Now yeah. I am, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Lou Cassidy, yes.
Right.
Yeah, but what I mean is you're in the same state, the same political confines as Chicago. So have you heard in your neck of the woods about the payroll checks not being able to be cashed?
Well, you got to understand where this goes. This is where I was going to call. Like I said, most of my time was from up that area with politicians and law enforcement. They've been having they always have a financial crisis. They can never handle their crisis, their financial money. And it probably goes partially to, you know this as probably as well as other people, but at the end of the budget term, you clear out every bit of cash. It's like a Christmas shopping spree. You got to blow it, even if you don't need it. So they do. They always have financial problems. Now, what Chicago's been doing ever since I was a kid is they're going out to the rich suburbs and they're annexing those. And then they're raiding their coffers. Now, you can only do that so long if you don't deal with the problem of wasting the money in Chicago. What are you going to do now? You can only annex so much. What are you going to annex to Lake Michigan and start charging people for going into water? At some point, you're going to have to deal with the waste.
Well, yeah, they probably are. Yeah, they probably are. They probably
are.
And what you're talking about, is what kings did in Europe.
Exactly.
And that's what the Romans did. They mm-hmm. conquered other lands, and now we just call it annexation, right? So the big cities grabs areas of land on the border, the edge of the city, and they grab it and claim it, and then that's the new tax base. So the city keeps falling outward. Right. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
And that was the purpose of invading lands that Rome did and the kings of England did. Same reason. Nothing's changed.
Now, there's another problem today that we deal with this the virus and the lockdown that's probably also causing them a lot of severe shortage in funds, civil asset forfeiture. During these lockdowns, people ain't been going out there, so they're not able to pull somebody over or stop them walking on the sidewalk. Says, you got any cash on you? Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? We think this cash at some point may be used in a crime, so they take it. Now, everybody from that cop all the way up gets a piece of that. Now, you may not get it back.
Yeah.
They're basically saying the money is going to be used at some point, they think. And even if you got receipts from your bank and your pay stub, they don't care.
That's just like the whorehouses outside of Las Vegas in Nevada. And everybody got a piece of the action. The taxi cab driver, everybody, hauling men out to the whorehouse. The taxi driver's got a piece of the proceeds. And it's the same thing. That's what you're talking about. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements at the top of the hour and the news. And I've got a quick comment about what you were saying about burning the money.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.